Hello and welcome to the Dad Strength Podcast. I am your host, Richie Leahy. Today we're diving right into more child development milestones. We are at year two. I'm going to go ahead and follow the same format we've been, and you have the same categories: social and emotional, language and communication, cognitive, and at last, movement and physical development. Now, with your child reaching 2 years old, you're going to see a lot less of the extreme physical changes like we've seen before. We've seen your child go ahead from a pretty immobile state, just laying on the ground, to trying to roll over, to trying to crawl, and then trying to walk, even after just standing up. So at 2 years, now you're finally at a level where you can see some consistency with that stage of your child's development. So starting off here with emotional and social, they're going to go ahead and they're going to start to copy off others, especially children and adults. And this is where you hear the terrible twos. Be weary of your own bad habits. You don't want your child to go ahead and start to pick these up, because it's going to come back to haunt you. Set good examples for your children. Try not to raise your voice. Try not to yell, even with or without your partner. Try to keep a nice level conversation. Talk through events. If something happens, talk through it. Like, hey, I spilled my drink, maybe because I wasn't being careful. I didn't see, I didn't pay attention. I didn't make sure it was out of the way. Talk through events with your child. They'll start to do that, and you want them to start to be able to reason with others. Now they're going to go ahead and get excited when they're with other children. They're going to feed off the other child's energy. So if you have two or more children at home, you're going to go ahead and see them bonding, playing pretty aggressively, and you're even without a sibling bond, you're going to see some type of engagement with other children. That's normal. They're going to want to be with children their age. They might want to hang out with you less, but they're going to go ahead and still bond off you, and they're still going to copy you. Then, with that, they're going to go ahead and get more independent. So, you're going to be getting phased out here, and they'll be able to play on their own. It gives you a little bit more freedom, where before, I think last milestone, we were talking about the child pulling you along. They wanted you to play, dictating whatever they were doing in the house. Now, they don't have that. You're going to go ahead and just have independent play. Then they're going to also fight back. They're going to get defiant. So you also have to deal with children who are independent. They're building out their own personality, and they're going to defy you. They're going to test you. They want to see what they can get away with. They're going to push the boundaries. So make sure you're very careful and very strict. You want to be very firm. So if you tell them, hey, you're not allowed to play with something, like let's say you have a DVD player, a Blu-ray player on an entertainment stand. Child comes up, they're looking for buttons. They want to touch it. You tell them, no, you can't touch the DVD player or try to redirect them, but be firm with it. If you tell them a couple times and they keep doing it, you're going to have to keep stopping them, because one time you don't, then they're going to think it's okay and they're going to keep going back to it. So try to nip it in the bud right away. Always try to stop it. And last, for social and emotional, they're going to play beside other children. And they're going to include them, maybe in like chase, running around, some type of parallel play. So before up to this point, what parallel play means is they are playing with other children, but not really. So they might be playing with the same toy, but they're still in their own little world playing pretend. They're not actually interacting, and now they're going to start doing that. Now moving on to the next category, language and communication. They are going to point to pictures or things when they're named. Start to read flashcards. You might want to label things around the house. Make sure you're reading books that have pictures and words. Maybe like some type of children's dictionary. Very handy. They'll be able to point out objects, and you want that correlation. You want them to understand that there's a word for that picture. Next, they're going to know the names of familiar people and body parts. So they'll know not only mom and dad, but they'll go ahead and start to know other people, family members. They might know pap, gram, brother, sister, those type of words. They'll learn their names and they'll learn body part names. So make sure if you're in a bilingual house, you want to introduce another language, this is a great way to do it. Show them that there are multiple words for the same thing, especially on their body. It's a great way to learn. Moving on, next they're going to be able to say small sentences, like about 2 to 4 words. They're going to start to string them together and they're going to be able to follow simple instructions. So if you tell them to pick up a toy and put it in its place in a basket, they should be able to do that. They'll also tell you like, hey, give me cup, small sentences like that. They'll should be able to communicate with you. They're also going to repeat words overheard in conversation. So be careful with your language. If you don't want your children swearing, this is when they would pick it up. They're going to know whatever their parents are saying. They're going to pick it up and they're either going to repeat it or they're just going to go ahead and ignore it. So you don't know which one it's going to be. Try to model good behavior. And the last thing, they're going to be able to point to things in books, on the wall, out and about. So they'll point out objects that they know. So if you're walking through a mall, they see a book, they might point it out. They see an animal, they might point out like a dog and point to it. And now to the next category, cognitive. They're going to be able to find things even when they're hidden. So if they know they put a toy somewhere, like let's say you have a toy sitting on the couch, the remote, and you throw a blanket on top of it, they'll be able to find it. They're going to start digging for toys. They can go 2 or 3 layers deep. So if they have a toy box and they know the toys are in there, they'll dig through to find it. They'll also be able to sort shapes and colors. So if you have one of those toys, like maybe the rotating puzzle thing where it has the different shapes on it or the different colors, bring those out. Your child will be able to sort them and you want them to learn that skill. Next, they're going to be able to complete sentences in rhymes in familiar books. So this is where you might learn like small rhymes like patty cake, and things like that. Maybe 3 blind mice. I don't know. Some of the nursery rhymes. So bring those out. They'll be able to complete them and they should know some of the words. Repeat small patterns, similar patterns. They're also going to be able to play make-believe games. So with this, you want to go ahead and encourage them to play make-believe, play dress-up, get out some older clothes. If you have older siblings for your child, bring out some of their clothes, baseball uniform, basketball uniform. If they have any Halloween costumes, maybe they're like a nurse or whatever, bring those out, let the child play, let them play make-believe. And along with playing, they'll also be able to build things. So if you have building blocks, bring them out. They should be able to stack them. You might want to start to bring out not quite Legos. They might be a little bit small, but they have bigger ones called Duplos. You can bring those out. And there are some other ones on the market. Lincoln Logs, probably. Bring those out and they should be able to build objects. And with this, building, doing physical things, they might start to pick a favorite hand. So they're going to go ahead and use one hand more than the other, and that's okay. I don't think there's anything you can do. I honestly think that it deals with your dominant eye. So at this age, your child's going to start to know it's however they perceive things. So that'll work its way out. I don't think you can work on them to be a certain hand. But you can encourage them to use both. I'm ambidextrous, so I can use both hands pretty well. Next one, following 2-step instructions. So like if you tell them to pick up their shoe, put it in the closet, maybe pick up their toy, take it somewhere, they can go ahead and follow 2-step instructions. And the last one for this category is names items in picture books without the words. So if you have like a picture book, they can go ahead and name certain things. And this kind of ties in with the language and communication. They'll know the words, they'll be able to use it. And now for the 4th category, movement and physical development. Now you're going to be looking, and I mentioned it earlier, you're going to be looking for small tidbits. So as your child is walking around, moving, now they should be able to stand on their tiptoe. So you'll have to look, are they able to reach for objects? Or are they going to get up on their tiptoe when they know that they need to reach something? Maybe if they're trying to reach into the sink, maybe if you have some type of counter or desk, they'll try to reach up on top of it. Keep an eye on it. It might be something that you can easily miss. You might be able to set up certain objects like, hey, see if you can reach this and see if they'll reach up on their tiptoe. But look for it. They should be able to do it at this age. Next, along with some of the more physical things, they should finally begin to kick a ball. And you might have seen before they're able to throw a ball, try to do things with their hands, but not really kick it. Now they're starting to get their legs a little bit more independent, starting to build some muscles. So they're going to be able to start to kick objects. So practice that skill with them, throw balls to them, play a little kickball, encourage them to try to use both feet because you want them to have equal strength in both. And whenever that happens, they're going to be able to begin to run. You might want your child to like force down, get them to squat low, build up some leg strength, have them run around, play chase with them. I highly encourage that. You want them to get into the habit of chasing you. So get them on the ground, running around, starting to climb up on objects. They did that a little bit before. Have them chase around. Maybe build an obstacle course. Have them chase it to you. Go out to a playground. Go outside, get some fresh air. Have them try to climb different objects, run up and down. Be careful on steps, but they should be able to run around and do any obstacle where they can carry their own body weight. So they should be able to climb things and run at a decent pace. So encourage that. Have them chase you around because you want to build those core physical strengths. As they get older, they're going to build on these. And right now, they're not in school, so they're not going to be going through a PE class. They're going to learn that at their environment at home. So try to encourage that. Get an environment where they can run. If you don't want them running in the house, you have to take them outside. Maybe you find a rec center, some type of gym where they can run inside if it's winter. You want your child to develop these muscles because it's very important later for life. You want them to have mobility and you want them to be strong, and it's going to carry over as they start to get older. So encourage that. That's pretty much it from here for the second year development milestones. And make sure that you're trying to talk to your child, point out objects, teach them words. If you want them to learn another language, go ahead and start to teach that to them now. Bring that out and about. And looking back now, we have three other milestone checklists. We're going to go through those, and then we're going to have probably some little bit of changes to the podcast. There's some major changes coming to the site, so look for that. I'll be bringing that out here. There might be, right now I've been posting these through the Socially Numb YouTube. I don't know if I'm going to break that off into their own. I might have a little bit of tidbits later on, but there's going to be some encouraging things. I'm looking to expand this out, build upon it. So look for that coming up in the future. You have been listening to Dad Strength with Richie Leahy, and thank you.